I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's Wildlife Section recently made proposals to the Natural Resources Commission for the coming year. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk about the rule changes they're offering for fishing regulations right after this. The Natural Resources Commission now has the proposed rules and regulation changes for the coming year as recommended by biologists from the DNR's Wildlife Section at the last commission meeting. Among the proposed changes is a creel limit of 4 and a size limit of only 1 over 35 inches for flathead catfish on the Kanawha and Ohio Rivers. Brett Preston, Assistant Chief for Warm Water Fisheries at DNR, explained the proposal.
Well, we've collected data for flatheads on the Ohio River for the last several years, and what we've seen is that 35-inch size is a critical point. And so we're recommending a regulation that would allow harvest of at least one of those trophy fish at 35 inches and then allow some harvest of smaller fish, but a daily creel of 4. So what we're trying to do is provide that balance for folks who want to catch fish, both tournament and non-tournament anglers, but also protect that large fish. And our data shows that if we can protect those fish up to about 35 inches, that's the critical point for maintaining a trophy fishery.
That's part of the reason for the proposal. But another reason is coming complaints from anglers that the present lack of any regulation on flatheads is leaving them wide open to be exploited.
Can't say that commercial fishing is occurring. There is no commercial fishing allowed or permitted right now on the Ohio or Kanawha River. Never has been on the Kanawha River. There has been concern about folks harvesting a large number of fish, and what we've heard is sharing with fee fishing ponds over in Ohio and here in West Virginia.
And those regulations are aimed at addressing that. There were a couple of more changes suggested as well. One would be a catch and release regulation for native brook trout on Mill Creek and its tributaries in the Cumbrabow State Forest, where DNR has done a lot of habitat enhancement work in recent years. And another regulation proposed for a catch and release section on a part of Seneca Creek from the mouth of the water upstream to the Route 28 bridge in Pendleton County. And finally, the DNR proposed the establishment of a children and class Q fishing area on a 300-yard section of Clear Fork at Jillian Park in Oceana in Wyoming County. Those regulations are now out for public comment and will be up for review at the sportsman sectional meetings across the state. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.